Republicans in state after state have been launching legislation to change all aspects of the voting and election process in their respective states. Foundation for these efforts is, well, the claim that election fraud ran rampant and needs to be addressed. Yet over the months since the 2020 election, we saw Trump lawyers try to make the case for fraud in state and federal courts, along with even the Supreme Court, over 60 times, with their unsupported claims being literally laughed out of court each and every time. Well, as the old saying goes, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually tend to believe it, which, by the way, there's no solid proof that Joseph Goebbels said that. Of course, as the head of Nazi propaganda, there's no doubt he believed it, but there's no evidence of him saying it in those exact words. However, considering the revelation in a new book that Donald Trump kept a book of Hitler's speeches at his bedside and believed that Hitler did some good things, maybe recall this piece of historical fact. Hitler's big lie was his revisionist claim that Germany was not defeated in war back in 1918, rather was betrayed by internal groups, a myth that wound up being spread by Nazis, other right-wing groups. Sound familiar? Anyway, getting back to the election voting bills, the one on the front burner this past week was the Texas legislation. Supporters of it say that it makes voting a lot easier than it has been. Well, let's take a look. There are actually two bills. The state Senate in Texas, SB 1, and in the House, HB 3. Among its provisions, SB 1 would ban drive-through voting or casting a ballot from inside a vehicle unless participating in curbside voting due to a disability. Ban overnight voting by requiring polls to be open a minimum of 9 hours between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Require election officials to install a video surveillance system that records vote counting activities, with a live stream made available to the public in counties with 100,000 residents or more. Protect partisan poll watchers' ability to observe election activity inside polling places and vote counting centers, including making it a crime to deny access to a poll watcher. Watchers also would be allowed to observe curbside voting that takes place inside a vehicle. The bill would require election officials in large counties to install tracking software to monitor all input and activity on electronic devices used to count votes, boost ID requirements on mail-in ballots by requiring votes to include a driver's license number or last four digits of a Social Security number on a vote-by-mail application, and the envelope containing the ballot. So hypothetically, if you did one, didn't do the other, then would that disqualify you from being able to vote? Sounds like it to me. Going back to the bill, require those who help a voter cast a ballot due to language or physical needs to fill out a document listing their name, address, and relationship to the voter, and indicate they're being paid by a candidate or political committee. Those who drive three or more people to the polls also would have to fill out a similar form unless all vehicle occupants are family members. Now, HB 3 contains pretty much those same provisions, but that would also make it a crime for public officials to offer or send vote-by-mail applications to anyone who did not request one. Now, as you can hopefully realize, legislation doesn't exactly take the door off the hinges when it comes to voting access. There are some positive elements, but there are new limitations too that supporters want you to unsee, I guess we'd say. SB 1, HB 3 also incorporates a lot of the Senate Bill 7, which failed. That was the one that the Texas Democrats first walked out over. Not this current walkout that they did. However, neither measure includes a couple of provisions that were late additions to SB 7. Process that would have made it easier to overturn election results based on claims of fraud. SB 7 also put a ban on Sunday morning voting, which is popular among black churches during early voting. They call it souls to the polls. Several of the procedures GOP is trying to end in Texas were used last year in the state's largest, most racially diverse county, Harris County, Democratic-leaning county, also the home to Houston County, says 140,000 people voted in its drive-through and 24-hour locations during the 2020 election. Republicans say these procedures were used during a once-in-a-century pandemic and should not be regular features of voting in the state. Now, why would you want to have something that increases voting as part of a regular voting policy. You wouldn't want that. Democrats and voting rights groups say those measures simply make it easier for people to cast ballots, help people who work, encourage younger people to vote as well. As it is, Texas is one of the hardest states in the nation to cast your vote by mail. By statute, the process is limited to those 65 and older, people who will be out of the state during the election, or people who are disabled. Now, on the other side of the equation, counting the votes. Some of the most significant changes in the Texas legislation regarding partisan poll watchers, volunteers deployed by both parties to observe voting and counting. As recently as 1962 in Texas, Republican poll watchers, in some parts of the state at least, would challenge black and Latino voters to read and explain the U.S. Constitution before casting ballots. That was a part of a campaign they called Operation Eagle Eye. 2020, then-President Trump cited unverified observations from GOP poll watchers to spread doubt about the election process, pushed his big lie. Texas House and Senate bills give partisan poll watchers new access, protections, and power. Legislation will make it a crime for an election official to reject a poll watcher who meets the qualifications for the position. Measures would make it illegal to obstruct the poll watcher's view. And the Senate bill is the one that states that poll watchers are, quote, entitled to sit or stand near enough to hear or see the activity. Texas law still prohibits poll watchers from watching someone actually cast a ballot, however. Legislation empowers poll watchers to sue and seek court orders against election officials who get in their way. New proposals would also require poll watchers to swear an oath that they will not harass voters. House version goes a little further, preventing poll watchers from being removed for violating election law unless they've been warned. Sort of like a one-time get-out-of-jail-free card for voter intimidation. And this is all being attempted because Texas Republicans say the state is prone to voter fraud. So let's look at that accusation with the response of logic. Since Donald Trump and other Republicans in Texas won in 2020, then doesn't that belief of voter fraud place into question those GOP wins?